Let's get to business. Ananzaki.
Kia ora, Corin. A te mārie. In this morning's business news, predictions the economy will avoid recession, the market likes Fisher & Paykel Healthcare's result, and the latest from the financial markets. The economy will avoid recession as the Reserve Bank eases the pace of rate rises as household spending slows more quickly in the face of rising interest rates. That's the view of the Institute of Economic Research in its latest quarterly predictions. Principal economist Christina Leung expects the RBNZ won't need to push the cash rate above 5% as evidence mounts that its rate rises are biting more firmly on households and inflation starts to ease.
We believe that as the negative impact of rising interest rates become more apparent later next year when many households face repricing of their fixed rate mortgages, that it will provide the Reserve Bank with the comfort that it's done enough to bring inflation back towards its 2% target midpoint.
Christina Leung says there are uncertainties aplenty on the inflation and growth outlooks, but believes the RBNZ will raise the cash rate by 50 basis points in February, with a further 25-point rise in April before it pauses and watches the data. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare's financial result and plan for the post-COVID world has seen its share price spike. The respiratory equipment manufacturer's first half net profit fell 57% on the year earlier, on the back of a COVID-driven year earlier result. Fisher & Paykel also set out a plan to build sales, along with a distributed manufacturing model aimed at bringing it closer to markets, thus reducing its carbon footprint and shipping costs. Stephen Funn's head of retail, Greg Smith, says the result was better than the market expected, with revenue of more than $690 million.
Yeah, I think that stems from the fact that expectations were so low going to this result. Obviously, we did see hospitalisation rates peak last year and have been on the decline since. I mean, obviously COVID has become increasingly benign. But yeah, they have got a great suite of products sort of coming online and they do have a plan for a post-COVID world, as it were.
That's Greg Smith. Meridian Energy has picked its partners for a prospective multi-billion dollar green hydrogen project in Southland. It's chosen Australia's Woodside Energy to do the technical and design work for a plant to make 500,000 tonnes of ammonia a year from renewable power. Meridian's General Manager of Development, Guy Waipara, says there's plenty to do before making a final investment decision.
Firstly, the offtake. So, where's the market for the product? What's the kind of term of the conditions and obviously pricing? And then on the kind of New Zealand side is the capital cost of the plant and the cost of electricity. So those are the main three elements that generate the economic profile for this project.
That's Guy Waipara. While looking at the markets, Wall Street's main indices are lower. The New Zealand dollar is trading at 62 US cents, 92.6 Australian, 51.8 rather British pence. Brent crude oil up 29 cents to $83.48 a barrel, and gold is up $9 to be $1,765 US dollars an ounce. Updated numbers around 8:30.